Chapter 7. On Holiday. Friday, August the 14th. Pandora and I had a very sad last night together. We will be stronger because of this, I hope. Saturday, August the 15th. The train journey was terrible. I had to stand for an hour all the way to Sheffield. Mum came with horrible Mr. Lucas to meet me at the station. She was wearing clothes for a much younger woman. She didn't look nice. Mr. Lucas was wearing jeans and he looked fat. We drove for 5 hours to a log cabin in Scotland. Mr. Lucas kept touching my mother while he was driving. Sunday, August the 16th. There's a loch, that's a Scottish word for lake, in front of the cabin, and a forest and a mountain behind the cabin. There's nothing to do. It's really boring. Tuesday, August the 18th. It rained all day. I sent some postcards. I wanted to ring Pandora, but I didn't. Thursday, August the 20th. Mum and Mr. Lucas have gone to see a castle in the car. Boring. I walked 2.5 miles into the nearest town to buy chocolate. Then I rang Pandora from a payphone outside the village shop. I gave her the number, so she rang me back. She still loves me. I still love her. Monday, August the 24th. We went to Edinburgh City. We saw the castle, the toy museum, and the art museum. When we came back to the log cabin, I read a history book about the village of Glencoe. We are going there tomorrow. Tuesday, August the 25th. Glencoe is boring. Lots of people died in a fight there in 1692, and now there's nothing there. We're going to the city of Glasgow tomorrow. Wednesday, August the 26th. Mum wanted to go to Glasgow Art Museum. I didn't want to go, but I followed them inside. It was wonderful. I saw a Salvador Dali painting, a real one. It's huge and it has really good colours. When you're near to it, you feel really small. I bought 6 postcards of it from the museum, but of course it's not the same as the real thing. One day I will take Pandora to see it, but not until she is my wife. Friday, August the 28th. We tried to go and see Ben Nevis, the highest mountain in Britain, but there were lots of other big mountains too. Which one was Ben Nevis? No one knew. Mr. Lucas fell in the river, but sadly he climbed out. Monday, August the 31st. I'm home again, and my love for Pandora is stronger than ever. We're going to clean Bert's house and help him go home again. It will be a big job because the house looks terrible. Thursday, September the 3rd. Dad helped us to remove everything from Bert's house. We put it all in the garden in the sun. We discovered years and years of dirty old newspapers and food under the sofa. 6 hours later, we discovered that the walls and floor aren't grey. They're a nice blue colour now that they're clean. Bert hasn't said thank you, but he looked happy. Tuesday, September the 8th. School starts on Thursday, worse luck. My old school clothes are too small. My father isn't happy that he had to spend £163.86 on new ones. But I'm happy because now I'm only 5 centimetres shorter than Pandora. Pandora liked me in my new clothes. She said, "I think that you'll be a prefect at school this year." Thursday, September the 10th. What a good start to the school year. I am now the late duty prefect. I have to wait by the school door. If anyone is late to school, I will write their name in the late book. Barry Kent will be in the book every day. Pandora is also a prefect. She has to tell people to be quiet in the lunch line. Wednesday, September the 30th. Bert has got something wrong with his legs. He's too heavy for me to carry and he needs a nurse to look after him. So now he really will have to live in the horrible home for old people. There have been too many problems this month. Bert is not well. My father still has no job. My mother still loves horrible Mr. Lucas.